This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 29th of August, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is warm and pleasant today. In Tel Aviv, expect clear skies with a gentle breeze. Jerusalem is enjoying sunny conditions, while Haifa remains bright and clear. If you're in Eilut, temperatures are rising, perfect for a day at the beach. Here are today's headlines. First, in the last hour, Israel Hayom reports that Finland has signed a security agreement with Israel. This deal aims to strengthen the existing cooperation between the two nations. Also, Times of Israel confirms that settlers attacked the West Bank village of Kusra earlier this hour. They took over a home with a Palestinian family inside, prompting an IDF response. Also this hour, according to JNS, Israeli forces have killed three terrorists in the Jenin area. Among them was a Hamas commander linked to a dismantled terrorist network. Separately, the Jerusalem Post highlights a unique story of resilience. An Israeli blacksmith forges art from remnants of missiles, turning trauma into creativity. And finally, I-24 News reports that Israeli rioters have barricaded themselves inside a Palestinian home in a West Bank village. The situation remains tense. Reaction has been swift on social media. Aaron David Miller, a seasoned political analyst, posted earlier today, he commented on a Wall Street Journal story highlighting the overconfidence of great powers like Russia. Hen Matzig, an Israeli activist, shared breaking news earlier today. He noted that Hakeem Jeffries condemned antisemitism on CNN, specifically calling out Hassan Piker. Gideon Saar, former Israeli minister, announced earlier today a significant diplomatic move. He stated that Dutch representatives will be expelled from Israel due to recent legislative actions against Israeli settlements. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the new security agreement between Israel and Finland, Israel Hayom reports that this deal builds on previous cooperation. The agreement focuses on defense and intelligence sharing. This move reflects growing strategic ties amid regional threats. Turning to the situation in Kusra, Times of Israel provides more details on the settlers' attack earlier this hour. The IDF intervened to remove settlers from a Palestinian home. The incident led to several Palestinians being wounded. This event underscores ongoing tensions in the region. Meanwhile, in Jenin, Israeli forces conducted a targeted operation. JNS reports that three terrorists, including a Hamas commander, were killed. This action follows the dismantling of a terrorist network. The operation aims to prevent further attacks and stabilize the area. Separately, the Jerusalem Post describes how an Israeli blacksmith transforms missile remnants into art. Using Qassam and Grad rockets, he creates works that symbolize resilience. His art offers a message of hope and healing amid conflict. Finally, in the West Bank, tensions remain high. I-24 News details that Israeli rioters have barricaded a Palestinian home. The IDF is monitoring the situation closely. This incident highlights the volatile nature of West Bank settlements. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business reports that fuel prices were expected to drop below 8 shekels per liter. However, the state intervened, affecting the anticipated decrease. Separately, Globes reveals that EGD is teaming up with China's CRRC to produce buses. This collaboration aims to market the buses in Israel and beyond, despite CRRC's blacklisted status. And finally, CTEC reports that 93% of flights at Ben-Gurion Airport are delayed. With another wave of passengers today, delays average 90 minutes, impacting travel plans significantly. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.